It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrich. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the Trump administration is drafting an executive order targeting rising drug prices. We'll talk about why some prescription medications can get so expensive.
First, the Department of Corrections in the state has been under investigation for the last 2 years for alleged abuses at both the Lincoln Hill School for Boys and the Copper Lake School for Girls, two juvenile detention facilities based in Irma.
The alleged practices include the use of extreme force and solitary confinement on teenage inmates. A federal judge ruled on Friday that the State Department of Corrections will need to dramatically reduce those practices.
Molly Beck joins us now. She's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal and has been covering the Lincoln Hill story. Molly, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, what did the judge call for in this ruling?
So this ruling is part of a larger case. Involving the use of solitary confinement, restraints, and pepper spray on the teen inmates at the Lincoln Hills Prison in Irma. And the plaintiffs, which are represented by the ACLU, they requested that the judge say right now, even though the case isn't finished, that the prison must stop using those practices because they violate, they say they violate their constitutional rights. To be protected from cruel and unusual punishment. So the judge agreed that the plaintiffs made a good case and said that he didn't want to stop it immediately like they asked, but he did want the Department of Corrections and the plaintiffs to come up with an agreement on what they can do to change what they're doing there.
And specifically, what did he call for in terms of looking at what can be done to curb some of these practices that you mentioned?
He set some parameters, so he didn't leave it just, you know, to the DOC and to the plaintiffs to just come up with one plan without any kind of guidelines. So he said that he wants DOC to stop putting the inmates in solitary confinement for, you know, sometimes months. He doesn't want that to happen anymore. He wants that to be no more. If they're sent to solitary confinement, they can't be there for longer than 7 days. He wants DOC staff to, analyze on a case-by-case basis whether these inmates need to be shackled at their hands and at their feet when they're, for example, in class or eating. And he also, he said that he wants the pepper spray use to be reduced or eliminated, but he said he didn't think that the staff at the Lincoln Hills Prison were trained to do anything else, to kind of manage behavior. He was very critical of the kind of training and education that the people in charge there have, and said he doesn't believe that they're capable at this point to come up with an alternative.
And Judge Peterson, he had some strong words as he was announcing his ruling. He used the word callous several times, and it sounds like he even compared the conditions for some inmates at Lincoln Hills to the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski.
Right. Yeah, he said that some of the inmates there are in more restrictive confinement than the Unabomber, in his view. And, of course, the Unabomber's at a supermax prison for adults right now. He also said that, you know, he was asked to determine whether these inmates' constitutional rights were violated because of a kind of a willful act on the part of DOC staff. And he said that, you know, a callous indifference to him is the same. You know, he didn't believe that DOC staff were, you know, out to get these inmates, so to speak, but they knew that what they're doing is potentially permanently harmful. And even though they know that, they're still continuing these practices. So he said it's not enough to just want to do something differently. You have to do something differently, was his point.
We're talking to Molly Beck right now, state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and she joined us today to talk about a judge's recent ruling on the conditions at the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake youth prisons. And for their part, what did the DOC have to say about some of these topics, about shackling and pepper spray and the use of solitary?
Yeah, they had the prison administrator, Wendy Peterson, there to testify, and also the new director of security, Brian Gusky, who that position oversees disciplinary procedures like the pepper spray and the solitary confinement. And their testimony was, you know, mostly about why they're doing it. And they both acknowledged that they didn't think the practices were good for teenagers. Brian Geske said that, you know, staffing has been pretty problematic since he's been there, which was in July. He was hired in July of 2016. And, you know, they've had unpredictable staffing. It's difficult to find guards to want to work in the, quote, solitary confinement housing units. Wendy Peterson, who has been there a lot longer, she said after these state and federal investigations began, it became pretty difficult to keep and retain and attract staff. And at some points they had 20% vacancies there. So they kind of, you know, said that they want to do things differently, but it's pretty difficult when they don't have enough people to do so.
And it sounds like officials at the DOC working at these facilities also made the case that there are reform efforts underway and that it was possible that a judge's ruling like the one that was handed down could interfere with the way things are progressing in terms of the DOC handling those problems itself already.
Right. Yeah. After Secretary John Letcher was hired back, you know, he had been there previously, and then after these investigations began, the former secretary, he left, and a number of other people overseeing juvenile corrections left. And when he came in, he put forward a number of things that he wanted to do differently. And they've, you know, I spoke with him recently, and they, whatever they're doing has reduced, you know, for example, the number of female inmates hurting themselves, which was definitely a problem a few years ago, and that number has decreased. But, you know, the number of times pepper spray has been used in the judge's view, that is still too much, you know, as recent as April. So the judge said, yes, I understand that you're putting forward reforms, but he wasn't convinced that they were actually taking hold fast enough. He also said that he wasn't sure that, you know, the kinds of changes that need to be made could be made with the staff there right now.
And Molly, it sounds like there's still a long ways to go in terms of investigations and other lawsuits. Can you tell us what's still out there for Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake?
Sure. There's three federal lawsuits. This is one of them. Obviously the investigation that the FBI is heading, no one really knows where that is at this point. The last time I spoke with the Secretary Litcher, he said he hasn't heard from them in a long time. He doesn't know, you know, whether charges are pending against some of the staff within Department of Corrections and at Lincoln Hills. We have a new president now, so there's a new prosecutor looking at this. So it's kind of unclear where all that stands. The lawsuits, they're going to go through, you know, the court process. And there was one lawsuit that was filed and an inmate received a monetary award. But it's unclear, you know, where the other lawsuits will go. Based on the judge's comments last week, he believes that the constitutional rights of these inmates likely were violated. So, you know, changes are already afoot in that lawsuit or because of that lawsuit. So we'll see where that goes.
And any word yet about whether the state will appeal?
They said that it was too soon to say whether they will. That was kind of on my to-do list to check in on that today. But I haven't heard whether they'll do that or not.
And Governor Walker weighed in on this. What did he have to say?
His office said that, you know, and they've said this many times, that they're confident in Secretary John Litcher's plan to make changes there. That's pretty common from Governor Walker's office. They have said all along that they trust him and think that he'll be the person that will be able to make sure things run the way they need to there.
Molly, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Molly Beck, State Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, joining us today to talk about Judge Peterson's recent ruling on the conditions at the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Prisons.